Yeah.
Oh, I guess you have probably figured out by now that it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and the purveyor of fine products around the world. No, what are we doing today? This is a very confusing day for me because I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. What am I doing? Where are we going? What's happening? Okay. Let's think about this for a minute. What you need to know is that today is July 4th. Or, as we like to say in my world, in my family, in my cultural background, we like to call today the 4th of July. Not July 4th. Today is the 4th of July. That is the name of a holiday. What is today? The 4th of July is the American Independence Day. And as I leave my office, I'm going to walk upstairs here. And we're going to go check the thermometers. See how hot it is outdoors. Because today is a holiday. And I want to go outside. And as I look at the thermometer, it says, good Lord, 98 degrees, maybe a little less, perhaps 97 degrees. These are, of course, Fahrenheit degrees. I'm going to look out my other window here. Ye gods. Yeah, so it's hot outside. It's a little bit too hot outside. But, is that going to stop me? I don't know. Oh, as most people around the world probably know, American Independence Day is our big fireworks holiday. And I want to light some fireworks, but it's so hot. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's go down in the basement. We got to go down here in the basement. And see what kind of fireworks, if any, we feel like lighting today. Oh, and I got a bunch. Here's a bunch stacked up on the floor. A bunch of fireworks. And we're going to step over here to these shelves. Oh, spider webs. And what do I got? Look at, geez, I have a brick of jumping jacks here. What the hell? When did I buy those? I don't know. We got rockets. We got firecrackers. I'm going to grab a pack of these. And, what do I have in the way of bottle rockets that are open? Oh, I got large gauge. Saving those. Let's grab a pack of these glitter bombs. Love the glitter bombs. And, geez, we got no open boxes or packages of bottle rockets. Well, I got some Whistling Moon Travelers that are open. Got a lot of... What are these? Oh, these are my Comet rockets. These are open, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what do I feel like cracking open here? Looks like we're going to have to crack open one of these, geez, this is hilarious, because I've got, like, 3 gross of Silver Fox Black Cat bottle rockets, but I only have 2 gross of regular Black Cat bottle rockets. So we're going to open up one of these packs of regular bottle rockets, which is extremely hard to do one-handed. Because, you know, I got to have one hand holding the crap. All right, this is getting to be a pain in the ass. Come on. Get out of there. There we go. We have a dozen bottle rockets. Oh, and I just realized something else. I don't have a rocket tube. When my house and deck got repainted last year, I cleared off my deck and I removed my rocket launching tube, which at that point was all broken up and smashed up, and it had been out in the weather for at least 10 years. So now I'm standing over here next to my PVC. Do I want to use any of this PVC as a rocket tube? I kind of don't. I think I got something out in the garage that we can use. And then I've got this, I've got this piece of conduit that would be perfect. And originally, you know, I was going to use this to make a blowgun. This is a 5 foot long piece of half inch electrical conduit that would be perfect. And so I'm going to grab it. Because after all these years, I still haven't used it to make the blowgun, and I still could. But why bother? Let's just take this with us. As we go back up the stairs, walking by my loud furnace, open up the door here. Oh, thump, ka-thump. Ow, smash, crash. Close the door. Okay. Are we almost ready? Yeah, yes, no, maybe, kind of, sort of. I'm just going to prop this conduit right there. This is a little long. I wish that was about 4 feet long instead of 5 feet long. But I don't have a tubing cutter and I don't feel like cutting it, so. All right, what else do we need? We need to take a sip of tea. Good tea. Uh-oh. The cat woke up.
Hi, baby.
She says, oh, what's going on? What's happening? All right, so now we got to go back up the stairs to do two things. We're on the main level of the house here. And step one is to turn these socks right side out. There we go. And then, this is going to be a trick, putting my socks on one-handed. Not as difficult as I suspected. Ooh, this one's going to be harder. And I'm still doing this while I'm standing up. He's amazing. He's coordinated. He's some kind of genius socks installer. All right, so socks are on. What else did I come up with? Oh, yeah. We need to get a punk. So I'm standing in the kitchen, reaching into the punk can. Here's some used ones. Gosh, is this one going to be enough? I think this one's cork. I do not want to use one of the newspaper ones. Yeah, well, too bad. I guess that's what we're doing today. So I've got a newspaper punk. Hope it's not windy or anything out there. Yeah, that's the one thing I hate about new punks. I don't remember when this happened because it took so long for the old stock to get used up. But, you know, fireworks punks used to be made out of sawdust. And, you know, I've told this story before, but back when we were kids, somebody in our neighborhood, we think it's Steve Cattleman, started the rumor that fireworks punks were made out of camel manure. And we called them camel poop sticks. But we didn't use the word poop. All right, so I'm stepping out into my garage. Opening the garage door. I got the pipe in one hand. I got the fireworks in my pocket. I'm wondering if we should light the punk while we're still in the garage. That's probably a good idea. Oh, yeah. It's pretty warm out here, kids. Pretty damn warm. All right, so in my pocket somewhere, I wonder if we should unwrap all these fireworks while we're at it. Open up the package of glitter bombs. open up the package of firecrackers. There we go. Open up these bottle rockets. Alright, now what do we do? Let's throw the trash over here in the trash. We're good. Take my fire making device out of my pocket. One lighter. And we will light the punk on fire. But as I was saying, punks used to be made out of sawdust, or camel poop, if you will. And we started spreading that rumor around. But at some point in time, and I'm not sure when this happened, like I said, this... God damn it, this is getting hard. This is getting difficult. Okay, son of a bitch. How am I going to do this? I'm going to put this stuff in my pocket. I can hold this. And... Oh, great. I still can't carry the pipe. Okay, how am I going to open the gate? All right, well, we'll figure it out. Okay, so yeah, punks used to be made out of sawdust, but they started making them out of newspaper. And I love fire, I love smoke, I like the smell of anything burning, except for burning freaking newspaper. And you know the smell I'm talking about. And so that's why I don't like these new punks, and that's why I should be using some kind of incense, but I'm not. Alright, I'm now standing in my backyard on my deck. Something just moved over there. What was that? What's going on? What's happening? Hold on a second. We gotta go over here and see what's making noise over here. Is there a dude over here? I'm in direct sun and this really sucks. Is there a bird over here or something? Who's in the leaves? Oh yeah, it's just a couple of birds. Alright, so now we can light one of our glitter bombs. That's what it sounds like. We'll throw that out on the lawn. Yay! Snappily, crackly, poppily, doppily. Let's take another one of these and throw it down on the lawn down there. Super exciting. I kind of like this brand because they pop first. They pop to separate the hemispheres. And then they go crackly, crackly, crackly. Hey, that tree has a new branch. We have to sort of readjust the pipe here. Okay, here we go. All right, so we got the first bottle rocket in the pipe. Light the fuse. Send it. Go, buddy, go. And that was no good. It blew out. It just went flump, and then it didn't go. All right, so bottle rocket number two. I do love bottle rockets. I'm going to come out later tonight with the silver foxes. Woof, there we go. Yeah, we got a report on that one. That was nice. That went up real high, sort of went over my house, headed over towards the street, and went bang. Just the way we like it. It's really hot out here. I got the direct sun on me. We're going to try to do two bottle rockets at once here. One and two are lit. Love that smell. One, two, and bang, bang. Nice. Nice. All right, let's take the rest of the glitter bombs out of my pocket. Did one fall out? Yes, it did. Okay. Let's go glitter bombing in the yard. Love these. Super fun. Brack. Brack, brack, brack. All right, I'm going to put a few more bottle rockets into the pipe. I'm starting to sweat. It's not quite painful yet. Didn't get both of them lit. Got one lit. And so now we'll light the second one. And there he goes, whoosh, and pop. Yay! Oh my god, it is freaking hot out here. Okay. Oh, there's some little bees down here below me buzzing around my catnip. That's another thing we should do. When we go back inside, glitter bomb. When we go back inside, we should rub some catnip on our hands, and that way we can get Pippa all crazy high. Get a dope up kitty. Because nothing's funnier than cats that are high on catnip. Okay, two more bottle rockets simultaneous going off here. One, two, and pop, pop. Come on. Oh, we're not going to get the second pop? Oh, well, I'll survive. Okay, here we go. Glitter bomb. Yay, glitter bombs. Top. That's leaving a nice scorched area in my lawn. My lawn guy did show up yesterday, so my lawn is freshly mowed, or mown. And it hasn't been as dry this year as it has in the past couple years. So it's amazing. I have not managed to set my lawn on fire at all yet this year. Two more bottle rockets. Send it. Whoosh, whoosh. One, two. Two? Where's the second? There's the second one. Yeah. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I have this tendency to set my lawn on fire. It's kind of a tradition. Just like those are a tradition. All right, we're going to take the last two bottle rockets here. Shove them down the pipe. Oh, this one's splintering. That's a problem. Okay, this one's splintering too. All right, so, okay, well, we'll just force them in here a little bit. There, like that. All right, let's give them some fire. I said let's give them, ow, I just burnt myself, some fire. One, pop. And here we go with number two. And whoosh, and pop. Nice. Nice and loud. That's quality. Those are some quality fireworks for you. Yowza. All right. I got my little pack of firecrackers here. I got a 16-pack of Black Cat inch and a half firecrackers. We're going to set them off over here. And I'm standing where some of these glitter bombs have gone off. And yeah, there's some burnt grass, but nothing is actually like still on fire or anything. All right, so let's light this bad boy. These are paper fuse firecrackers. And that fuse was a little unwound, and so it went a little fast. Bang, did a bang, 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 bang. Awesome. Did we have any that didn't go off like this one? Well, no, that one went. It just sparked. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm not standing out here any longer. It's a million degrees. But let's play it smart. Let's put this punk out. And we will leave the punk up here in the crack of the board that is the railing of my deck here. Because I might want to use that later. I might forget to get more. Oh my god. Oh, did I just step in that resin? I don't want to track that back inside. Oh, holy crap, it is so hot that, whew, danger zone. All right, so, let me get my ass back inside as fast as possible. But wait, let's stop at the mailbox. Ooh, I got mail. What do I got? Anything important? No. And this is a maybe, but I don't really think so. And here is a Super July monthly coupons from the grocery store. Anything I want. Not a damn thing. Oh, Bomb Pops. 2 boxes for $1. Limit 2. Nah. Why would I want a limit of 2? Okay. So, the junk mail goes into the recycling bin. And we can close the garage door. We can get ourselves inside. Oh my god. Air conditioning. Oh yeah. What a beautiful thing. Let me take my shoes off. Oh, here comes Pippa. Hi, baby. Did you hear me lighting firecrackers? Did you hear the noise? I was making noise. Yes, it's a good baby. She just was looking out the window and I came in. She came running over here. What a good baby. Yeah. Okay. So the first thing we need to do is grab the tea. Oh, yeah. And we're going to go upstairs into the kitchen and get more tea. Because we got to go into recovery mode here. Okay. How long were we actually outside? Oh my god. It hurts so freaking bad. Oh, the sting, kids. Oh my god. And you know, I wasn't thinking. Before we did this, we should have filled up the bathtub with cold water. I think I'm good, though. I'm not seeing any really massive clusters of urticaria, so. What's going on with the ice machine back there? Something's leaking and all these ice cubes are getting frozen together. I'll deal with that later. Put some more ice in the cup. Ooh, do I want tea or do I want the banana drink? I want tea for right now. Yeah, if you listened to yesterday's show, you know I made up a new drink, and boy, I drank a whole load of that yesterday. Banana-flavored banana goodness. Okay, that's the last of the tea from this jug. Gonna have to make more tea later. Oh, daddy. All right. Oh, does that mean I get to have ravioli for lunch today? Am I having ravioli? Maybe I will. Okay. Woo. Tea time. Oh, yeah. Okay. What was the total amount of time that when I was actually outside? I didn't look to see what time it was when we walked out, but we were walking around here in the house for a while, for like close to 10 minutes. So, yeah, I limited my exposure to 15 minutes. Oh my god, I suck so much. Limited my exposure to 15 minutes. That took a little bit more out of me than I thought it would. That's okay. I'm good. And if we have to, we can run upstairs and jump in the cold water bathtub, which I don't think is gonna have to happen. Right now, I've come back into the office to grab some stuff. And then we're gonna go back into the other room and blah, blah, blah. So, what's the plan for the rest of the day, Tobe? Well, I'm gonna hang out indoors, try to stay nice and cool, maybe watch a few episodes of Full Metal Panic. I'm on like the 3rd season. It's gotten kind of cheesy, but that's okay. I do enjoy fine cheese from time to time. I do think of myself as being some kind of connoisseur du fromage. That means some kind of cheese genius in French.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay in, stay cool, eat food, and then at some point in time after it gets dark, I'm going to go back outside. It'll be a little bit cooler, and I will light some more fireworks, mostly rockets. I'm going to light a whole bunch of Silver Fox bottle rockets. Love Silver Fox bottle rockets. If you find yourself wondering what kind of bottle rockets you should buy. 1. Black Cat. 2. Black Cat Silver Foxes. And, you know, save those for the nighttime. Save those for the nighttime. Do not light your Silver Foxes during the day. So I'll probably light about 4 dozen of those. I've got a whole bunch of other stuff. Butterfly rockets. I've got comet rockets. I've got three-peats. Oh, yeah, the Black Cat three-peat rocket. It's a 4-ounce rocket. It's basically a bottle rocket, but it has three reports. Instead of just going bang once, it goes flying up, whoosh, it goes up really high, it noses over, and then it goes pweet, and it spits out three stars, three silver stars that just come flying out, little comets, and then they go bang, bang, bang. They explode, and they're awesome. And I've got a whole bunch of other stuff. I got some red plum and snow. I've got, wait, what else do I got? I ran out of those. I can't remember if I, now we got to go back downstairs because I can't remember if I've got any butterfly rockets. I thought I did. But what are those ones? What are the ones I'm thinking of? I think I got some mad hornets or the equivalent. I think we lit all the last of the mad hornets last year. What do we got here? What do we got on the stack? We got exploding comets. We got clustering bee rockets. I love clustering bees. Oh, these are my regular old style comets. And what are these? These are three peats, and what are these? These are also three peats. What are these? Red plum and snow. Oh, I do got some of the hornets left. I got a dozen of those left. Sweet. And then what are these? Oh, that's right. I forgot I had these. I bought these 3 years ago. The wild geese rockets. Ah, sweet. Then I still got a bunch of odd little oddball runkadunks laying around in here. Yeah, lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff for tonight. And I got packs of jumping jacks that I should probably light all at once out in the street. Maybe I can stop traffic. Oh, starting to get delirious, so we're going back upstairs. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fun day for our little Tobster. As long as we don't pass out and end up in the hospital or something. It is damn hot. And I'm going to come back around into this room, sit down right here, and guess what's on TV? Everybody's favorite film, Real Genius, starring Val Kilmer and nobody else that anybody remembers. I'm just being rude. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Okay, I won't say anything then. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day as an excuse to light fireworks at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I got to go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Water should be the best rocket fuel ever. Now you might be